Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believed the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. The divisions that had opened up in the church in Corinth were clearly causing great problems. Divisions always waste time and energy, and Paul was eager to put a stop to them. We cannot be sure why people had grouped behind Paul and Apollos in this way. However, we can easily speculate that because Paul had founded the church in Corinth, there were those who felt personally committed to him. Apollos, meanwhile, came from a devout Jewish family in Alexandria, Egypt, and would have had a very different upbringing from Paul. It's likely that he would have come under the influence of Philo, the great philosopher, and it may well be that his preaching was more intellectually impressive than Paul's. We can't be sure, and it doesn't really matter. What is clear is that they, like any other church leaders, were different from one another, and difference offers the opportunity for division. I wonder what Christian leaders have shaped your Christian life. I can think of a number of people whose teaching, example, and influence have played a part in shaping my Christian discipleship. None of them have been perfect, but all of them have played a valuable part in helping me to understand what it means to follow Jesus. Christian leaders have done the planting and watering, but without the breath of God's Spirit, no growth would have resulted. These are important verses because they warn us against putting Christian leaders on a pedestal. God has given them a vital role, but if God didn't give growth, then nothing would happen. Let me ask you a question. How do these verses help you to evaluate and support the work of Christian leaders? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of godly men and women who have helped us to know you and love you. Thank you that you are constantly at work giving growth. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.